It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And here we go, ready to dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home with Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
And we are looking today about open houses and written agreements. Let's talk about that. Looks like a lot to cover.
Yeah, so I've kind of thought this would be a great topic to bring up. It's been coming up a lot lately, you know, even though this these changes have been out since August 17th. There's still a lot of questions out there related to this.
And probably one of the first ones is, why am I being asked to sign a written buyer agreement?
Yeah, so if you're, you know, some of that, and I want to kind of circle back to open houses. You know, if you're just attending an open house without an agent, you do not need a written buyer agreement. So you're kind of going out on your own and you're not asking a real estate professional about their services. You do not need to sign a written buyer agreement to attend an open house.
So is an agent who's hosting an open house required to enter into written agreements if people look like they are potential buyers?
Well, no. In this case, since the agent is only there at the direction of the listing broker or the seller, the agent's not required to have a written agreement with the buyers that come in touring the home.
So in the process of looking at homes, when would you be asked to sign an agreement with an agent?
Yeah. So in the process of looking at homes, a written buyer agreement is going to be required if you are actively having an agent help you with homes, or if you have been consulting with an agent about the home buying process and asking you questions about your financial situation. Are you paying cash? You know, how are you going to be purchasing? You're actually at that point receiving services of an agent.
So what does it mean to tour a home?
So what does it mean to tour a home? So under the terms of the settlement from August, a tour is when a buyer who is working with an agent that enters a home that is for sale or directs their agent to enter their home on their behalf. So this includes when the buyer's agent provides a live virtual tour to a buyer that's not physically present.
And what about the purpose of these written buyer agreements? Can I clarify that?
Yeah, so definitely the purpose of the written buyer agreement is for clarity and transparency. So written buyer agreements lay out the services your real estate professional will provide and what they will be paid. So buyers should not sign anything that includes terms they do not agree with or do not understand. So the buyers are in the driver's seat with these agreements, which are fully negotiable.
And this is definitely painting on a new canvas for a lot of people. Where can you learn more about buying agreements? What's going on now under this new system?
Yeah, so NAR has a great consumer guide called Why Am I Being Asked to Sign a Buyer Written Agreement? And so it's got a lot of information on there. So, you know, if you're working with a realtor, it means you're working with a professional that's ethically obligated to work in your best interest.
All right, so there you go. I know that's coming up a lot, so there's some information that should help folks out. Let's talk about this week around the county and how things are looking.
Yeah, so we've had a busy week. Here's the weekly update for the last 7 days through January 23rd. We had two coming soon new listings. That's kind of a good increase that we're seeing more inventory come on the market. New listings was a little bit down. We only saw 28 new listings come on in the last 7 days compared to the previous 7 days. We had 44 new listings. Back on the market listings, there was 15. So sometimes they expire and they come back on the market, or maybe negotiations for repairs didn't go so well. So now it's back on the market. Bumpable sales. We had one seller negotiate a bumpable sale where they're willing to allow the buyer some time to get a pending sale on their home. We saw zero short sale pendings. Price changes, pretty active week for those at 34. Pending sales, this is a huge increase. We saw 45 pending sales for the week. So when we see pending sales of 45 compared to new listings at 28, it's a sign to me that, hey, this listing inventory is getting eaten up faster than listings coming on the market. So if you're a buyer out there on the sidelines, don't wait. I don't think this number is going to improve the pending to new listing ratio.
What about sold houses?
Sold houses, you know, coming off of December, we're picking up steam a little bit. So we had 15 closings for the week. That's almost double the prior 7 days period. And then we had 8 listings expire that didn't sell.
So talk about some of the listings out there that people, either active ones or ones that have just sold.
Yeah, so these are some of the newest listings that came on the market this week. I kind of picked some affordable price ranges. There's a house at 250 Southwest Ford Avenue in Winston, Oregon. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,012 square feet. It's only $230,000, so it's definitely in that price range where a lot of home buyers in Douglas County are shopping. And it's very livable, but it appears that maybe there's been some non-permitted work that was done. It also says not financeable. So on this one, you may maybe want to do a rehab loan or look for some private money options out there.
And also in that price range, what about, I saw one over on Brown Avenue.
Yeah, so 1656 West Brown Avenue. This is off the West Harvard area off of Fairhaven. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,028 square feet, cute house that was built in 1946 that has been updated. It's listed for sale at $299,000.
Wow. So, now, I noticed this one as well has got a converted garage and gives you some good options there.
Yeah, so somebody's done some really nice updates. They've got vinyl windows, new blinds, dishwasher and range, a new roof in 2016. So that's a big ticket item that's nice to have already. And it's got RV and boat parking.
Wow. Now, also further down on the west side, I see one over on Hazel Street here.
Yeah, this is another west side neighborhood, 169 West Hazel Street in Roseburg. So check this one out. It's a rare 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1,268 square feet, listed for $329,000. This house has also been remodeled. Perfect for first-time home buyers. You know, it's close to the schools and parks and shopping.
And let's talk about something new in Sutherland. Boy, I hear that altogether they are on course to ultimately build 400 new homes in Sutherland.
Sutherland is the hot spot for homes. There's several builders out there that have focused their attentions on Sutherland. So, I mean, Sutherland has a lot of ground that is available for developing new homes. So that's part of the reason. And it's a great access. 2025 built 897 Medina Avenue in Sutherland. This is in the Fairway Ridge subdivision that Avery Homes is building. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,690 square feet, listed for $469,500. So this house is probably almost done. It's set for completion January 25th. So you could have a brand new house ready to move into.
Wow. Let's talk about something a little to the east of town, a little higher price point.
Yeah. So this is I love this street in Glide, 369 Upper Camp Loop Road. This house is 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, almost 3,000 square feet on just over 1 acre. And the entire square footage is all on one level. It's listed at $810,000. So definitely located in an area of nice homes. You've got some additional outbuildings. Just a very comfortable place to call home.
Well, a lot going on right now as we get towards the weekend here. Talk about open houses.
Yeah, definitely. Since we talked about open houses this morning, there are 23 open houses available to go to this weekend. So get out there, get ahead of these other buyers that are coming into the market and start touring these homes and checking out what you like, what you don't like, and checking out the neighborhoods and areas.
You could spend all weekend going to open houses and not even see any football.
Exactly. If you don't like football, go to an open house.
And if people want to get connected with you, how do they do that?
Yeah. So anyways, you can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
It is 9 o'clock.